Medibank Free and Active is here to help you live better, supporting free community health and wellbeing activities across the country. Whether you're into running, walking, or group exercise, search Medibank Free and Active to find an activity near you. Plus, you'll be able to listen to the Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast whilst doing so.
Can you believe it? It is hump day. Carrie Bickmore.
Hello, Buzz.
Tommy Little, good to see you.
Is it Buzz? Is it?
Always, mate. Always.
Okay, thank you.
God, it's good that he could recognise you because I was looking at some old photos of you and I think it's time for you to come clean and apologise not only to me but the people of Australia because you are one giant hypocrite.
What have I done, mate?
You were accusing me of having my lips done, which I've not had done.
I was reporting back factual information.
No, excuse me. I have not.
Hey,
I have
back
not.
In the day, don't your lips keep... would have quivered now with the anger, but now they don't move at all. It's beautiful.
I haven't. But more to the point, going through my phone and discovering old photos, I've seen a photo of you, and this was only maybe 3 years ago.
You sent them to me last night.
You literally look like a different person. What have you had done? Who did you go to? Because he/she has done a great job on you.
Buzzy, because doesn't understand stubble. I just grow up from my face because I just push it out after a while.
You're saying that the only difference is the stubble.
I reckon stubble and I reckon my hair is different and that's otherwise that's
my hair. I mean,
you've
had the same haircut for 20 years, so the hair looks exactly the same.
What do you reckon, Carrie? What do you reckon's different?
Well, as Sonda pointed out, the stubble, Sonda's words were, you have quite a pronounced chin without the stubble. So maybe the stubble is doing something for the chin.
Yeah.
It's your teeth too. Your teeth look so different. What's happening? It's freaking me out.
I don't know.
I'm going to put it on the at Carrie Tommy Show Insta. Maybe it's just me that thinks you look complete. Do you guys think you look different?
It looks so different.
It's just
totally
my head,
different
guys.
Person.
Yeah. I can't help my head.
Yeah, well, you're doing well now, mate.
But
you should be happy.
What? Oh, that's nice. That's quite nice.
Whatever's going on for you now, just keep that.
Okay.
Don't go back to whatever this was.
It's so hard to defend past me. Like, I can't even.
No, I'm giving you a compliment.
If you do want to see the photo, we are going to chuck it up on our Instagram page at Carrie Tommy Show. We do have to kick off the show because we have a huge one coming up for you. Not only is there a chance to win your way to London and Bologna for That's a Spicy Meatball Tour,
we are also chatting
with Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish on the show this afternoon. Any buy-in from Carrie and Tommy, whose show it actually is?
What?
Mate, I thought you were doing your bit. Cool.
Let's kick it off with Rihanna. Don't stop the music. Carrie Bickmore,
so
Tommy
excited.
Little.
Do you want me to keep talking?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Eight more seconds. Keep going.
Okay, good.
Five.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Four.
Looking good,
and
Tommy. You too, Buzz.
Because it's had work done.
And here's Rihanna.
It's Carrie and Tommy. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Medibank Free and Active, helping Australians live better by supporting free community activities across Australia.
How good's this? Like gym memberships, expensive, yeah? Just go down to a yoga class, boxing class for free. This is the way to do it.
Absolutely.
Get involved in the community.
Community. Isn't it the best?
It is. It's almost.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits. Now.
I didn't finish talking. 5 minutes ago you were asking me to talk and now I talk and you're cutting
me off.
I just wanted to get into bits because I'm so excited about these.
You and Buzz need to go away. Need to spend a week in a house together. Get your periods back in sync because at the moment you're a mess. You're all over
the shop.
We're
about to go away together to the Spice Girls so we can sync up then.
We'll come back fresh.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I have some very bad news for Nutella lovers around this country. I am one of them. It is my after-dinner favourite thing to do is grab the pot of Nutella, grab a spoon and just work my way through it. It's a successful night when it's a good night when I have a lot of it but leave just enough for the next day.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get carried away and then I come back the next night and there's nothing and it's really bad for my mood.
Can you answer me this question? Mm. If your child, if Evie goes and she dips her hand in the pot, which I'm sure she'd do, does that put you off the rest of the Nutella?
Do you
even scoop around those bits? Or do you?
Oh, yeah. I'll even have the crusty hard bits around the rim.
Ooh,
I'll lick them. God. I'll put my tongue in there and lick around the rim.
Will you? Good old-fashioned rim job.
Anyway, almost half of the production staff at the world's largest Nutella factory in France are on strike due to salary negotiation breakdowns. It's halt of production for most of this week, right? They produce 600,000 jars a day, which is 25% of all Nutella in the world. And they're not meeting again to discuss this. Like, trucks haven't left or entered the site. for days now. They're not meeting to discuss this again until June 13. Mate, so what am I doing in the meantime? What rim am I going to lick between now and June 13?
I'm just picturing you hidden in the pantry and someone opening the door and you just turning around with the teller all over your face, just going, I didn't want you to see me like this.
I think it's because I wasn't allowed it as a kid. So I'm a bit funny now about it. Yeah. Like I'm a bit over the top. It's like a kid that's never had sugar and then they go to a party. They're like, arr!
Yes, you're like that with cigarettes as well because you weren't allowed them as a kid. You're a pack a day smoking.
Once again, stop spreading lies. All right. Harrison Ford, he has an incredible voice. He was on Ellen today promoting Secret Life of Pets 2. And we have Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish coming up later in the show to talk to us about Secret Life of Pets 2. But he was on Ellen and she was saying that she had Jake Gyllenhaal on recently and he did an impression of Harrison Ford. He reenacted a scene from The Fugitive and she was showing Harrison Jake's reenactment, which I think you'll agree is pretty damn good.
You know a lot of people do impressions of you, right? Jake Gyllenhaal was here not too long ago.
Harrison Ford in The Fugitive.
Are you saying I killed my wife? Are you saying I crushed your skull? When I came home, there was a man in my house. This man had a mechanical arm. You find this man.
That was it.
Wow.
He really put his back into it, didn't he? He really committed.
I realize now what he said, but it sounded like Hannah Montana arm.
This man, Hannah Montana Rob. That's what
I
call
him.
It's
so funny afterwards, though, because Harrison Ford just looked so unimpressed. Like, it's like he must just get so many people doing impressions of him that he's like, yep, and another one. I don't care.
He's very joyless, isn't he?
I don't know whether we misread him, perhaps.
Nah, you know what
perhaps
he needs.
Where the joke. What does he need? A jar of Nutella?
No, he needs a Hannah Montana arm. It's okay. Go on. What? I'm sorry.
What does that mean?
Hannah Montana arm. Don't worry.
What does that mean? Okay. I'm so confused. Anyway, finally, Prime Minister Scott Morrison is in the UK. I wonder if he's still going to be there when we're there. Anyway, he gave the Queen.
Can't wait.
Imagine if he popped into work one day when we're over there and he went, oh, ScoMo and I caught up last night. He met the Queen. What do you think? Actually, I'm not going to ask you.
Ask me.
You know
please
the
ask
answer.
Please ask me.
What do you think he gave the Queen as a present from Australia?
Tommy, I'll answer this. Was it a Hannah Montana arm?
Don't worry, I'm out.
Okay.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We've got a special guest in the studio.
Stop it.
He left us, he went gallivanting around the world, and now he's come back, not back to join us working on the show, but back with a Spice Girls ticket update. Would you please welcome our social media producer, Christian Hull.
Woo! Former social
media. Sorry.
So good to distance myself from the show, I just like to say that.
Nearly got you with a technicality there, Christian. Now, just to catch people up, if they haven't tuned in up until this point, you were originally in charge of getting us Spice Girls tickets.
Yep.
And you came with great news because you managed, through some kind of scalping site, to get 5 tickets for how much money?
$5,000.
For $5,000, but we were
fine
with that.
But that's okay. It wasn't our money.
Fine.
We were good.
It was the boss's money. The company makes a lot of money. We're fine.
And we were going to see the Spice Girls, and that's great. And then you came with an update, and you said you were having trouble locating the tickets, and that was the first news that we had that maybe things weren't going exactly according to
plan. Which was concerning.
And now we are literally days away from ending up on the ground in London, and
exciting.
I'm assuming you're in here
to give us
our physical tickets in hand. Christian, what is happening?
Okay, so you know how I bought the tickets from a dodgy reseller?
Yes.
And I've been locked out of the account.
Yes, but you said that was going to be okay.
Password,
yep.
Yeah.
The update is...
Yes.
I can't get that back. I can't get the tickets. I'm so sorry. I tried for the last 2.5 hours to log into the site.
2.5 hours?
Yeah, I tried different emails.
What do you mean? I thought you were doing this for weeks now.
Yeah. Well, no, I tried to get into it and I was blocked. And then for the last
Why
two and a
blocked?
Half hours.
What else have you been doing?
Okay. I feel your rage. I feel your anger. It's okay though, because I will endeavor to. When do you leave? You leave.
We leave soon, man.
Yeah, you
the
leave.
Only reason we're going is to go see the Spice Girls.
Well, so I ticked, when I bought them, I ticked, please post the tickets to our boss Gemma, and I gave her office address. And
that's good.
Well, I mean, I don't think she's received
that. Hey,
how long ago was that?
Oh, about 6-7 months ago.
The postage service is slow.
I mean, snail mail, of course. Yeah, that's what it's called that.
Christian, yeah. Christian, why didn't you get them emailed? The tickets.
That's a good question, actually. I don't know why.
You're the internet guy. You're the online guy.
Yeah, but you know how I used to say, I don't know why I didn't get them.
I can't work out if this is a joke or not.
No, it's
you know honestly, how much I, yeah, no, like, you know that this like, is literally a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
So well,
imagine if you got there and all our listeners got to go and you didn't get to go.
But don't want Gemma buy more tickets?
Hold on. Do we have spare tickets? Son, do we have tickets that we could use if we can't use cushions from work?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Why would they buy spare tickets, mate? They've already told us on this trip that budget is tight. Why would they buy spare tickets? Christian, are you taking the piss?
Because Christian knew we might not be able to get in. Didn't you tell Gemma that?
So, hand on my heart, I couldn't get us official ones, so I went to an illegal reseller because I felt the pressure. So I bought the illegal resale tickets, and I can't get them now. Obviously, because it's a dodgy site. Hand on my heart, I am genuinely sorry. I've spent and
stop laughing.
It is
funny. It's funny because I'm not going on this trip, and I just can't wait to see your disappointed face outside of the stadium.
Oh my God! Now you're cackling. There's a chance I'm going to not Christian, be. What? Hold on, hang on, because, a chance. Well, because, I'm not going to go if I'm because, not going to get in.
Because,
that's the point.
Because here's what we can do. Because Christian is great under pressure. So at the moment he has no skin in the game. But what we need to do is we need to up the stakes for him as well. Christian, here is the deal. Either you get us these tickets that we have paid for and bought, or you have to come back and work for us.
Whoa.
I mean, I love it.
I definitely don't want option two.
Yes.
It wasn't that bad.
Oh, I mean, so my experience might differ from
yours. You've got a couple of days. I don't know why you're still standing here talking to us.
I don't. Like, I can't. I've tried for the last three months.
I feel like he's not our avenue anymore. I feel like we need to cut our heavyweight loose, or whatever the expression is, dead weight loose.
Don't call him a heavyweight.
Heavy and dead.
No, I don't mean heavy. I just mean he's dead to me now, and we need to cut it loose and work on where we can. Is there not a way? What? I don't understand what's happening.
It's okay.
Stress rash myself.
It'll be fine. Christian will sort something out.
Look, I'll keep trying. I'll keep trying, but
you've got 2 days.
Yeah, there's no chance. There's honestly,
mate, come on.
Surely
I'm so sorry.
Surely work wouldn't let us go there and not let me in.
We have access to a Spice Girl. Don't worry.
But to be fair, how funny would the content be that you get all the way there?
We don't care about funny content. Haven't you ever listened to our show? It's not our priority, Christian.
This all started from me saying I want to go see the Spice Girls. I was so excited about their world tour. This is about someone that's actually invested here while you two flogs think it's hilarious. Oh, they're not going to be able to get
in. Don't call Buzz a flog. Don't call Buzz and Christian flog.
Because this is a little game you're playing.
I've just been sitting here quiet the whole time.
I'm helping.
To you.
I'm helping. I'm helping.
No, I wasn't. I'm
helping. I'm trying to help.
You're not.
Help.
Are we done here? Can I go?
I reckon we are.
Christian, you can go, but you need to try and get those tickets.
Don't come back unless you've got tickets.
At Bickmore, we have access to a Spice Girl. We've already. Why are you getting shitty at me, mate? I'm trying to help.
Because you're finding it amusing and it's not funny.
I am trying to help. We have access to a Spice Girl. We can speak to her again. See, if nobody else can help us, she'll be able to. But also, Christian, you promise that you will at least try and get those tickets.
Yep.
That sounds good. That sounded good. Your attitude needs to change, mate. We're going to the UK. I don't want you to blend in with the miserable locals.
Mate. You're talking to nobody.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, guys, I want to dig up what I think is a national
Can
treasure.
Can you speak?
Sorry. Sonda said something really funny just before we went to air. Buzz yelled, "I've got ball skills." And, Sonda said, "Well, that's a weird thing to brag about," which is very funny because that was a bit of audio that I was asking for in relation to this national treasure that I want to dig up because.
Okay. What do you know? National treasure, like a person or a
team of people.
Okay.
So, you know sports how they have cheerleaders, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk me through the standard cheerleader. What do you think of when you think of standard cheerleader?
Well, usually they're female, a group of girls.
Yes.
The stereotype is pom-poms and short skirts.
Yes.
But, yes, that's the stereotype of a cheerleader.
Right.
That's the
did first you know? Thing. Yep. Did you know that netball has had cheerleaders before?
Oh.
Did you know that? So netballers, No.
But I guess it makes sense. The girls would want to cheer on. Yeah, sort of.
And what about if I told you that not only did the netball have cheerleaders, that Telstra sponsored these cheerleaders and they were called the Telstra Net Boys. Are you interested?
Net Boilers.
Net Boys.
Net boys.
Net boys. Yes.
They're cheerleading boys or the boys playing the netball. I'm confused.
They're cheerleading boys, but there was a
equal
vision.
Equal opportunity. This is good.
And this is where Buzz's ball skills come in because I saw a video about the Telstra net boys from a few years ago and she explained her vision here.
To be as authentic as possible. So the main aim was to try and get the ball skills because that was going to be the first thing that people were going to pick up.
So she wants
to dance
around. So
the cheerleaders needed ball skills.
Yes, so the boys have netballs in their hands and they dance around but doing like netball drills while trying to dance.
But on the side of the court.
On the side of the court. And then, of course, in the breaks, they go on and take the court like cheerleaders
and
do
cheers. And
But involving, as you've just heard there, the ball skills of a netballer and a netball. Fantastic.
Okay.
Right?
Brilliant.
And wouldn't you imagine the crowd will go absolutely wild for this? This is the first time she brings the net boys out in front of people.
That's the sort of reaction that I've been expecting from the netballers today. I guess you can see that, the netballers are definitely bringing a certain hype behind the game.
Yeah, although that's not...
I went to netball, I was just going to say, every Saturday morning of my life, not playing, watching my sisters, and I never, ever heard that reception for anyone ever.
Yes. Well, she said, I expected that reaction from the netballers. That wasn't the netballers. Yeah. That was a group of tiny kids that she got around the netballers while they danced outside and welcomed people to the game. And she obviously said, 3, 2, 1, scream. And they went,
Wah! You're still such incredible. A cynic.
Incredible. I love it. Because I agree with the next thing she said. But
you're going to see a lot of the netballers in the future.
Yeah, and that was back in 2015, and boy, we haven't. And that's where I reckon the real crime comes in. I love the netboys. Yes. I want to bring the netboys back. I want to speak to
people. I saw they disappeared. I thought you were going to say they're on the national stage. Our national team?
Yeah, Opals is right.
Opals? When they play, I thought the netboys had come out.
The netboys are nowhere to be seen anymore. I don't know if it's because the commercial sponsorship dried up or the people just weren't ready for the type of heat that they were bringing. But I not only want to bring them back, I want to hear from people. Did you see the net boys?
Yes.
Did you ever see them in action? 13-10-60, I miss this phenomenon in real life.
We need them to reform and you need to be a net boy.
Don't get a step ahead of what I'm doing.
That's what's going to happen here.
I just want people's calls. 13-10-60.
And did you're going to do it at Nobles game.
Now?
I've
stop
got
now.
It all worked out.
Did you see a net boy? Are you or were you a net boy? I'd love to hear from you.
And like every good segment, I've made a really quick opener. Oh.
Net boy.
13-10-60. If you are a net boy, if you've seen a net boy, if you know where a net boy is, give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
In the next 15 minutes, joined by Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish. And it's a little bit of chemistry between two of them. And
oh, come on, don't worry about
that.
Wasn't
it?
One of them. Propositions, one of us. And it was the highlight of this week for sure.
Right now, we are talking about the
forgotten. Oh, I'm going to move on quickly, do you?
Yes, the forgotten treasure that is the Telstra netboys, the cheerleaders at the netball, which I've got to apologise. Well, we both do. We call the Opals and they're the Diamonds, and we're so sorry. We've been flooded with messages and calls, and we're so sorry.
Mm-hmm. Go the Diamonds.
Go the Diamonds. Also go the Opals, but go the Diamonds as well. Netboys, Kylie from Gosford, as far as we can tell, they've disappeared. Did you ever see them?
Yes, I did.
And how were they?
They were woeful.
Why, Kylie?
Oh, they just were, if you could imagine, spirit fingers with a ball, that's exactly what it was.
That sounds so fun to me.
It
was a good laugh. It was a good laugh, but yeah, no, they were pretty bad.
Okay, so Kylie, we are trying to get them back together. So can I put your name down on the petition?
Oh, why not? I need a good laugh every now and again.
Good on you, Kyle. Thank you, mate. Let's go to Em from the Sunshine Coast. Em, did you sight a net boy?
I sure did.
Talk to me about when it was, where it was.
So it would have been back in about 2015 at one of the Queensland Firebirds games.
Yes.
And they were amazing.
Great.
And I really think, Tommy, you would be a fantastic net boy.
Okay, amazing,
I'm
Emily.
I'm starting to think like Carrie has got you onto this.
Okay, so was it Spirit Fingers with a ball? Is that what you saw as well?
Oh, 100%. And that's the best part about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this, great. Emily.
How would
it.
You describe their moves, Em?
Oh, best things you'll see on the dance floor all night.
This is great. Do you think if the net boys ever really kicked off, people would actually start taking net balls out to the club so when they were hitting the dance floor, they could have their net balls with them?
I honestly think that would be very odd, but sure, why not?
Yes.
Maybe you can start a trend, Tommy.
Okay, good. Trends have to start with one
person. I'm picturing
it
now. This Emily, is awesome.
Can I put your name on the petition?
100. Put it like 3, 4, 5 times.
I've done it 5 times. Great. Awesome. Thanks, Em. Love you.
So is it the same net boy group that travelled all around, or there were lots of net boys?
Bickmore, I've told you over and over again about how much preparation I do when talking about something. You know I have
Carlos,
no backup information.
Have you seen the net boys in action?
I haven't seen them in action so much. However, one of my mates who I've been desperately trying to get into contact with, he was one of them.
Oh, my gosh. So, he knows a net boy.
Yeah, so in saying that, like, it was in May 2011, so it was a way, well, fair way away. It was, like, Sydney Olympic Park we're talking.
Okay.
So what's he gone on to do with his life now, Carlos?
Oh, mate, best cheerleader ever. No, I really wish I would know. Still trying to get in touch with him. Haven't been in touch with him for quite some time. So I do remember, like, it was, like, Sydney Olympic Park. It was, like, the Swiss first, the Mystics, like, and I tell you what, they had these, like, kind of, like, white tees on them, but they had, like, it was when emoji started to get popular, and so they had this big, like, love and, like, little pokey-outy tongue things on the back and all that
love
sort
it.
Of stuff.
Carlos,
so
ahead of the curve.
Carlos, what is your friend's name? Do you know?
Yeah, well, it's Timo, and I'm trying to desperately say, hey, let's do a shout-out for Timo, the Telstra net boy. Let's
so have you reached out to him for us?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm asking. Like, let's do a national radio call-out as well.
For Timo?
Yeah, and say, call us on 131060.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Carlos, is there any chance that you are, in fact, Timo, the Telstra net boy?
I'm worried.
Beg your pardon?
Is there any chance that you are, in fact, Timo, the Telstra net boy?
I wish I could claim to the fame, but unfortunately I'm not.
Okay, guys, the search continues. This
okay, the search
stuff.
Continues, but I am going to put a team together. You are going to spearhead it, and when we get back from London, we're going to
Mate,
see the net boys.
If you find
with you
the other net boys, I will join.
Timo.
Okay.
Timo.
No. If you find the other.
All
but
of them.
We need
we'll create our own. We'll create a new one.
The reason I fell in love with the net boys was because they were the net boys. It's not because they were a bunch of randoms that you shoved together and said, here's some net boys, let's dance. That's not what the net boys are about. Actually, sorry, that's exactly what they're about. That's exactly it.
Net boy. Net boy. Net boy.
Where have you gone?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And because what an absolute treat. Earlier today, we got to catch up with two of the absolute biggest stars, particularly in comedy, but also just in the
world. I was
going
to say, you really look up to these guys. I've heard you talk about them often.
Yep, they're massive. What a joy. And The Secret Life of Pets 2 is, of course, coming out very soon. We have two of the stars joining us now, two of the biggest comedy stars in the world. Please welcome to the show, Tiffany Haddish and Kevin Hart.
Hey.
Yay. Hey, guys.
How y'all doing?
We're very good. Congratulations on the film. My 4-year-old gave it 5 out of 5. Massive rap from her, and she's pretty tough. So you won her heart.
That's huge. That's huge. Huge for us. Thank you.
There was a slight review that we've got recorded. Now there are two words that she gets slightly wrong. Evie is her name, and see if you can hear what she says about the movie, and see if you can pick up the two words that she gets slightly wrong.
Okay. The bunny was called Snuffball.
Yeah?
Why was it your favourite?
Because it is a super ho.
Okay.
Super ho. I mean, it's a new one, certainly.
Did she say Snuffball?
She said Snuffle.
Did she say it was a Snuffball?
She said Snuffball. The bunny is a Snuffle.
It's a Snuffle or something
and
like that, right?
And he's a super heart.
A super heart. Well, she clearly.
Because she meant to say Kevin Hart, maybe.
Yeah, I think
or a superhero.
She's clearly aware that Kevin Hart is the bunny. I don't see a problem with the second part.
I, I don't know if it was. I don't know if it was hard. I think she made your movie a lot more adult than it's meant to be. I think it was Super Ho.
Did no, say so? No.
I thought I heard
the
Super Ho.
It's called Snuffball.
Yeah? Why was it your favorite?
Because it is a Super Ho.
Okay, all right. This is
a silver heart.
No, this is a problem. Because she said super ho. That baby definitely
said. No, she did not say super ho.
That baby said super ho.
No, she didn't.
This is a child that's a victim.
But she might have heard about what went down with your life a few years ago.
This child is a victim of the internet without a passcode on it. This child.
Are you blaming my parenting? Is that what is that what's happening here?
Listen, and now that I think about it, I think the first part of it, she didn't say snuffball. She said so cold because he's a super ho. This is all pimp dialect. If you listen to it, it's all very much spoken like a pimp at this young age. So I definitely get it. I understand.
Have you thought about a Secret Life of Pets adult spinoff featuring Snuffball the Super Ho?
Snuffball the Super Ho. Well, first of all, it's very graphic. I don't think we can put this in theaters, you know?
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No kid needs to see what we would show.
Sounds like he got a drug addiction.
Yeah, he's definitely a cocaine addict, 100%. He's definitely an addict.
I don't think you could put it in theaters, but I think you could put it in like one theater, like those seedy ones down the alley where it's $2 for kind of 5 minutes at a time in the city.
So and they just come in, they come in, pop in, pop out. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Different
Kevin,
time of my life I used to visit those.
Do your kids have pets? Like, my daughter's been telling everyone she's got a pet lizard, which we don't have. Do yours have snuff balls or of any kind in your home? What have you got?
We have one dog now. We had two. My oldest dog passed away, so now we have one. They went through that stage where they wanted those weird pets, but I wouldn't let them get it in my house, so I told them to put it in their mother's house. You know, me and
like what?
They had a guinea pig for a minute. And I said, ain't no way in hell no guinea pig gonna be in my house. So y'all gotta take that to your mother's house. And then after that, they had these weird dogs. They had the French bulldogs for a minute, and then they went and got these miniature like pincher thingies for a second. Anything weird, like I only deal with the dog I know. So I don't do anything else when it comes to animals or pets. Not in my
house. We had a stick insect once, but it got stuck in the printer, and then we ran the printer to print something and it came through the printer.
What is that?
Okay, wait, what's going on? What did you
do? It's like an insect, but they look like, well, they look a bit like a stick so that they can blend in with the trees and stuff. They're this tiny little thing.
Stick bug.
So you bought that.
Stick bug.
You guys paid for that. Is what you're telling me. You paid for one of those, is what you're saying?
Mind you, I think any insect is a stick insect after it goes through the printer. Aren't they the best?
They are fun, but what's about to happen now is even funner. After the break, one of us gets chatted up by one of those two great people we just had on, and it's fair to say it ends pretty well.
Stay tuned.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, shut your trap, Buzzhole, because it's time to get back into the amazing chat that we had with the stars of Secret Life of Pets 2, Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish. The strangest pet phase that Australians ever had as kids going through school.
Kangaroos.
Well, we never had pet kangaroos. I wish we did.
Do you have a koala?
Yeah, we did. We got given koalas, but after the
somebody gave me a koala today.
What are you telling people? We get given koalas.
We got given koalas. Tiffany, did you get warned about the koalas?
I heard that they have STDs.
Yeah, they've got chlamydia.
Hold on, wait, what?
Yeah, I heard that. Don't get too close to the koalas because they got chlamydia.
Wait a minute,
and it's so deceiving because they look so cuddly. Well, you want to cuddle them.
But they cuddly and then somebody gave them chlamydia.
That's
a rampage.
When did this come out? What just happened?
They've been having chlamydia for years.
How did they get chlamydia? What's going on?
It was some lonely bloke that rolled up on a koala and it's like, you so soft. Your eyes. Something about those eyes, and then the next thing you know,
when it gave that koala work.
Gave that koala the business. And now it's a lot of koalas out here with chlamydia.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And the dangerous thing is when you touch them, it's transferred. You didn't touch one, did you?
Oh, no, 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 no. I mean, someone gave me one, but it was like...
Somebody gave you the chlamydia?
They gave you a koala, too.
Oh, you're talking about the stuff there.
Yeah, the little boy gave us koalas.
So does that mean we got it?
No, we don't got it. Okay. We don't got it. All right. We don't got it.
You guys have been friends for so long. You've been friends from before you were famous. Who's changed the most?
Kevin. Oh, my God. He got taller.
Yeah, I did. I did get a little taller. I wish I could change. I can't change. I don't have it in me to change, regardless.
What would you like to be if you could change?
Only thing I would want to change is my calf muscles. I think that my calf.
You know, you be singing that song. I wish I was a little bit taller.
I wish I was taller. If I was taller, things wouldn't look right. My voice would sound stupid. Everything would just be off if I was taller. This is the perfect height. This is where I need to be. I don't want nothing to change.
Okay.
What happens to your voice if you get tall?
I mean, if I could get a couple inches, I wouldn't be mad. 5'7", 5'8", I guess I'd be cool with that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you guys remember meeting Tommy. Tommy's been telling me before this interview that he's met you, Kevin, multiple times and also met you, Tiffany. In fact, he said that he gave you one of his DVDs, Kevin, and that he's sure that you've watched it.
Yes. You're talking about Tommy?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, Tommy.
So he's not lying?
No, me and Tommy, what year was that, Tommy, with me and you, when you gave me
You remember, I'll let you say it.
We were at the radio station.
Yes.
I came there, and you was like, yo, I'm a comic. And I was like, oh, cool, man. And you was like, hey, you know, you want one of my DVDs? I was like, I got to have that. I got to get that. And you gave it to me, and I was like, I'm going to watch this. And I remember I watched it. And I remember I told you, I was like, hey, man, let me tell you something. That you got what it takes. And then you was like, cool. And after that, we didn't talk for a minute. But I remember the moment, though, because you had on a red shirt. That's how I know what I'm talking about.
Did you really?
And that's true. And, but last time, Kev, I remember you said, we have to catch up. And I said, okay. And I said, can I have your number? And you said, next time.
Yeah.
But so now that's this time. So are we going to hang out?
No. The reason why I didn't give it to you that time, because my phone that time, that's before I had the Australian service. Now, the only reason why I can't give it to you this time is because the phone that I just got just now, I found out it don't work. So now I got to take that back. So the number I'm going to give you, it will be on the next time when I got the number, that you can have so we can reach each other.
Wait a minute. Okay. Do he got kids?
No, Tiffany, no.
Tiffany, don't do this. Doesn't.
You don't have kids?
No,
you
can do this. Tiffany, go for your life.
Tiffany, I don't want to brag, but I don't have kids, a wife, or chlamydia.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Well, my phone number is 310.
Okay, no, Tiffany. No, Tiffany.
924.
No, Tiffany. Tiffany, don't do it. No.
Why not?
No, Tiffany. They got to wrap up.
But he said
we don't. You do, but we don't.
That was your mind as quickly. Hey, guys, we're so excited. The Secret Life of Pets 2 is in cinemas from June 20. People can catch early sneak peeks this long weekend. We love you both. Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish, thank you so much for coming.
You said you love me.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate y'all, man.
924.
Don't say that to him because he's very keen and you will regret it.
Really? Does his breath stink or something?
No, Tiffany. No, Jesus Christ.
He's actually a great catch, Tiffany, and I say that genuinely.
Oh, no.
Do you know how to play rugby?
Okay, Tiffany. This is ridiculous. I'm sorry.
And surf. I can surf. I can teach you
how to
surf.
You can surf?
He can't surf. Don't lie.
Email me at...
Okay, done. Good.
Hey, and I'm going to send you my number through Tiffany's email. I'm going to send you my number through Tiff's email. Okay?
Thanks, guys. I want credit for being the not desperate one in this conversation.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Whoa.
Well, hello.
Well, hello.
Well, is there any other international celebrities you can get the email address of? Tommy Little.
Guys, I sense your tone and it's a little bit jealousy. I'm not going to let it affect me. I'm floating on cloud nine at the moment.
Tell us that you've emailed Tiffany Haddish already.
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Have you? What did you say?
Yeah, she was halfway through saying the address and I'd already emailed.
Has she responded or not?
Not yet, no. Yeah, but that's just a matter of time.
Her security?
That's a formality. No, her security also, again, that's just a matter of time.
What
formality.
Did you say to her?
I just said... So the subject, obviously important. So on the subject line, I just wrote wedding date,
Question mark.
Come on.
Come in. Yeah.
Straight into it.
You did not. We want real. We want really
yes,
what you
made
into
it.
Yeah.
This is it, mate. I'm showing Belle, our producer, just block out her email address, though, if you take a photo. I can just send you a screenshot.
You said wedding date.
So it says wedding day, and then I'll send you the shoes, but make sure you block out the email.
Yeah. Sure.
It says, hey, Tiff, this is obviously your real email address, so I didn't want to sound too desperate, but if you'd like to get married and live a long, happy, chlamydia-free life together, then just let me know.
Yeah, right.
Did not. You say chlamydia to
Or she was talking about the koalas and chlamydia.
Oh, yeah. You'd hope there was some context to that.
He didn't just mention chlamydia out of nowhere.
Dr. Tommy strikes again.
She has got some dance moves. Yep, he's done, that's what he's written. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Imagine if that was the reason why Tommy was never getting a date, because he was going around telling people that he was chlamydia free.
In the interview I did with Kevin Hart, which is recorded earlier as well, she wasn't in the interview, but she was dancing behind the behind the glass.
That's been distracting for you.
Really distracting me.
Why did they something with a water bottle?
She was doing lots of things. And
what?
It was full on. Hopefully,
Just after she'd been given the happy news that I'd emailed her?
That's before you'd even talked to her. So she was obviously ready to go. So.
Oh, don't be like that.
You got her in the mood, Hughie. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying.
She wasn't. I didn't even talk to her. She was behind the glass. But what I'm saying is that
she's a very funny woman.
Yeah, she's very funny.
Funny person.
Did they tell you that she wasn't available to do the interview?
No, we just wanted Kevin, to be honest. So.
Oh, mate, what are you doing?
I didn't even know her name.
Because she was on fire.
She was dancing. She was dancing, and I couldn't even say, Kevin, you've got. I didn't know her name, so I couldn't even say who's dancing behind you.
Katie, you know what he's just done? He's talked himself out of an invite to the wedding. That's what he's done.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
And I want to say that I helped you, so I better be bridesmaid because I'm the one that said that you were genuinely a good bloke.
Yeah, you can be
a groomsman. Why did you lie, honestly, Carrie? That's going to come back and bite you.
You have a crack at me, missus. It doesn't exist. You have a crack at me.
All right, if you missed any of our show and you want to hear that chat again between Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish and the chemistry that Tommy and Tiff clearly had.
Gross as well, Buzz.
Download our catch-up podcast now, carrieandtommy.com.au. Hughes and Kate in next with another chance to jump on That's a Spicier Meatball Tour.
It's nearly here. Ba-dum-bum.
Today's Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up Podcast was supported by Medibank Free and Active, supporting hundreds of free community exercise and wellbeing activities across Australia. Search Medibank Free and Active to find an activity near you. Ba-dum-bum.